this place and praise your name and open our hearts. Dear Lord, our worship will be meaningless without your presence. We invite the Holy Spirit to be present today. Speak through us, speak in us, and speak in spite of us. So your voice may be heard, our hearts may be touched, and our hearts reach and lift your glory. Thank you, Jesus' name, for hearing our prayer. In your name we pray. Amen. I entitled a sermon this morning, Better Than the Alabaster Ointment That Mary Anointed Jesus. Anointed the feet of Jesus. It's better than the alabaster ointment. The sermon is about the spiritual concern of a Christian mother. A spiritual concern of a Christian mother. A third grader wrote a paper, a little short paper, in response to his teacher's request to go home and study your mother, study your grandmother, and come and share with it. What does it mean, and what do you find out? What is grandmother? What is mothers all about? And here's what this third grader wrote. What is a grandmother? A grandmother is a lady who has no children of her own. She likes other people's little girls and boys. A grandfather is a man's grandmother. He goes for a walk with the boys, and they talk about fishing and stuff like that. Grandmothers don't have to do anything except to be there. They are so old that they shouldn't run, and they shouldn't play and run hard. It is enough if they drive us to a market where the pretended horse is and have a lot of quarters with them. Or if they take us for a walk, they should slow down past things like pretty leaves and caterpillars. They should never say, hurry up. Usually grandmothers are fat, but not too fat to tie my shoes and your shoes. They wear glasses and funny underwear. They can take their teeth and gums off. Grandmothers don't have to be smart. They only answer questions like, why isn't God married? And how come dogs chase cats? Grandmother don't talk baby talk like visitors do, because it is hard to understand. When they read us, they don't skip or mind if it is the same story again. Everybody should try to have a grandmother, especially if they don't have a television, because they are the only grown-ups who have time to listen. I believe the third grader has that absolutely true. If everything that we can think of our mothers, they will always have times to care for everyone in the family. Mothers are special to all of us. Sermon this morning, it's a concern of a spiritual mother, Christian mother, longing to have times with the Lord. In the passage that we read this morning, there we found two mothers, Martha and Mary. They invited Jesus to come to be the guest of honor at their home. And as you read the scripture,
all the four Gospels, they talk about Jesus bound to have a close relationship with this particular family. This family where Jesus would go when he get tired, get weary. He would go to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It's a house that he would escape from the angry, the criticism, the prejudice of the Pharisees. He would escape and go there and just feel free to talk without misunderstood. Jesus had no home when he was on earth, but he considered this family to be his home. In spite of the love, the hospitality that Jesus received from this family, these two mothers had a different concern, expectations about inviting Jesus to be the guest of honor in their house. As we learn from the scripture, Mother has a gift of hospitality. She has a gift of compassionate caring. She cares for everyone. She's the type that she would like to have the house decorated. Wax and dust, move the furniture around once in a while just to make sure to have a different look, but looks comfortable for visitors to come. Martha, she's an external person. She would like everything organized. She's a detailed person. Everything's on schedule. Martha was a type that her life's all planned out. Her expecting of having Jesus, the guest of honor, was to have her house ready. Have Jesus recognize the expressions to make him feel comfortable when he comes to visit. What a blessing to have Martha as a mother. And how challenged to live with Martha. On the other hand, we have Mary, the sister of Martha. She was excited. Having Jesus as the guest of honor in their house was something they would like, look forward to have Jesus. She helped out with her sister to have the house ready. But when Jesus arrived, Mary forget everything. She placed everything aside, but her focus was on the presence of Jesus to be the guest of honor in their house. She was more like internally, spiritually connected with the presence of the Master. She was not moved or disturbed by the pressure, the scolding look, the condemning disapproval of her sister, not helping her. But she was captivated, seated at the feet of Jesus, hearing his voice, learning from Jesus. Could it be, my family this morning, could it be the expectations of these two mothers, wanting to have Jesus as the guest of honor in their home, one was so preoccupied with all the details, activities, want to make sure that the Master will feel comfortable, but sometimes she carried away. Could it be the experience of Mary? Could be our experience. We're longing to have a quality times to have Jesus as a guest, an honored guest in our home. Could it be? My family, this morning we live in a society that demands of our time. that within us in our quest to have Jesus as Lord and Savior in our hearts. We sometimes, we want to have Him, but we're so busy trying to make everything like straighten up. We want to make our life straight before He comes in. And sometimes we carry it away. But Martha, Martha was so concerned with all the details. Came to Jesus. Jesus, can you ask my sister to come and help out? I'm overwhelmed with the chores in the house. Did you know Martha was yearning, was asking, I need a quality time with the Lord, but I am so busy. But Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you are so worried and so concerned with what's happening around you. Mary has chosen what is better, and it shall not be taken away from her. Martha, you're so busy trying to make me feel comfortable, but your sister Mary, her focus, would like to have time, quality times with me. That's the gift. It shall not be taken away from her. That's the longing of a spiritual Christian mother. A longing to have times with the Master. The question I would like to ask this morning, how does the personal, the spiritual concern of the Christian mother help us with our spiritual desire, longing to have Jesus as our personal Savior? How good the personal and spiritual concern of a Christian mother help us in our quest to have times with the Lord? If you look at the scripture, Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. I will read it for us. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman, Martha, opened her home to him. The concern of a spiritual mother, she would like to have the sincere spiritual hospitality to welcome people to her home, to care, to provide, and to love. The quest of a spiritual mother is to have her home, a sincere quest to welcome people. That's why Jesus spent time in the house of Martha and Mary. They were sincere to provide, to care, to support the Master. The Desire of Ages, page 5524, says this. At the home of Lazarus, Jesus had often found rest. The Savior had no home of his own. He was dependent on the hospitality of his friend and disciples. And often, when weary, thirsting for human fellowship, he had been glad to escape to his peaceful household, away from the suspicions and jealousy of the angry Pharisees. Here he found a sincere welcome, a pure, holy friendship. Here he could speak with simplicity and perfect freedom, knowing that his word would be understood and treasured. The longing of a Christian mother is to open her home and welcome people to be guests in your home, to care for them. I remember when I was a student last year, doing my undergraduates there. I stayed in the dorm, Sierra Towers, for over 2 years, and I was tired of living in the dormitory. I was longing to go home. A thought thought came to my mind, what if you go just put your name on the notice board of the La Sierra University? And just say, a student would like a home, and he will help out taking care of the yards. Within 2 days, a godly mother called, invited me into her house. The materials, as you remember. They opened their home for me and shared their house. I stayed there for another 2 years until I finished my undergraduate in last year. I was helping out the yards, things in the house. But the mother, the lady, Helen Matthias, she would like to have me come and just talk with her. She told me, I am so delighted. I am happy that you will come and be part of our family. My family, this morning, the guest of a Christian mother is a sincere spiritual hospitality to welcome, to invite others in the name of Jesus in their home. The youth every Friday visit every home, some of the family members' home, and worship, singing, and praising. They had meal with the family. A guest of a spiritual mother is to have her home. Cater for people in the name of Jesus. I wonder why Jesus spent time in the house of Mary and Martha. Not only the concern of a spiritual mother is to open her home in the name of Jesus, but she longed for a desire for a spiritual personal devotion to fellowship with Jesus. Martha came to Jesus. Lord, can you see? I'm overwhelmed with activities. But my sister, would you tell her to come and help me? There's a yearning for a time, a personal devotion times with the Lord. And Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you're so busy. I know you have quality, you want to have times with me, but you're so busy. But look what Mary, she determined to sit at the feet of Jesus. And the Lord said, Mary has chosen what is better, and it shall not be taken away from her. Jesus compliments on that. Intentionally make times in spite of. There's a story told back in times where a telegraph was the fastest method of long-distance communications, and the company advertised a position for someone to come and work as a Morse code operator. A young man took the paper and responded to the advertisement. He walked in, filled in the application, and turned in. Into a place that was noisy. All people start talking and busy working. Went in a room. There were 700 people were there. They were all sitting, waiting for the time they were called one by one for an interview. At one point, the young man got up and went in the office. The rest of them were wondering what's happening. They thought that she made a mistake. I mean, he made a mistake. And they thought he probably not going to take the job. About 20 minutes, 30 minutes after that, the employer came back with the young man, and he announced, gentlemen, the positions is taken. These young men have the job. One of them said, excuse me, it's not fair. He came last, and we didn't have the opportunity to be interviewed. The employer said that I've been communicating with you through Moscow, but none of you respond. Only this young man understand the message. He got the job. Could it be that the Lord is communicating to us, wanting to have good quality times with us, but we are so busy. So busy with all the details. We want to straighten up our life first before we have Jesus as Lord and Savior in our hearts. Jesus said to Martha, you're busy with all things, but Mary has chosen what is better. It shall not be taken away from her. Do you know, my friends, when we spend quality times with the Lord, it will set up. It will prepare us for our intentional commitments to reveal our faith in God. You know what happened to Mary? Mary was a sinful lady. The Lord cast about 7 demons from Mary. Find it in the book of Luke, chapter 8. Mary had a reputation. She was a talk of a town at one point. When Mary spent time with the Lord, when Mary devoted a personal devotion fellowship with Jesus, guess what happened? She was moved without fear to demonstrate her faith in the presence, in the midst of accusation and criticism of Mary. If you turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 14. You have your Bible with you. Turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. If you read, if you look at verse 3, I will read it for us. Verse 3 and verse 4. While he was in Bethany, reclining at a table in a home of a man known Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar, a very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. One of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money to give to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. And here was Jesus said, leave her alone. Verse 6, why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. Verse 9, I tell you the truth. Where the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memories of her. Spending moments with the Master, with the Lord, it set her to be an intentional commitment to reveal her faith, her love of the one that saves her. My family, this morning, Mary was not afraid to go in and break the alabaster jar with an expensive perfume, anointed the head of Jesus and his feet. Her tears flowing on her feet, and she wiped it with her hair. And Jesus said, What she did, she prepared me for my burial. For I have come to die to forgive the sins of the world. My family this morning, could it be the desire of a Christian mother to have her home opened for the Lord, to come and visit, to care for? Could it be the desire of a Christian mother to have a personal devotion with the Lord, a desire to commit her life to Jesus? Could it be the same desire we have in our hearts, want to have Jesus in our hearts? We need to have quality times with Him. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus and enjoy His presence. It will move up. It will move us to our personal devotional commitments to reveal our faith in Jesus Christ. My family this morning, my prayer, may the desire of Mary speak in our struggle to fully commit ourselves to the Lord. Sincere hospitality to care for one, for someone else in the name of the Lord. Fully devoted. And also, we must not be afraid in spite of criticism, in spite of the pressure at work, at home, but just to reveal to the world how much our relationship with Jesus meant to us. My prayer this morning, the Mother's Day, that their contributions, their desire, speak volumes, encourage us to dedicate our lives to the Lord as we continue to wait for His second coming, to celebrate His promises as He said unto us, He will come and take us home in a new heaven prepared for us. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank You, dear Lord, for the lives of Mary, the life of Martha. They would like to have You as Lord and Master in their lives, in their homes. Even though they were not completely perfect, but in their concern, their desire, we learn from them. Lord, we want to make times with You. We want to move into the point that we are not afraid to reveal how much we love You. Help us, Lord. Because You promise You will be with us always. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.